long as we see, I mean, if we see these kasarat and diversities independent, so it's important, cutting off from diversities to the unity, cutting off yourself from what you see and focusing towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we see these diversities and these creatures, basically diversity and kasrat are creatures. If we see creatures independent, there is no tawahud. So anyone who see any creature independent, he's definitely mushrik and kafir. That's no doubt. So, cutting away from diversity to unity and wahdat is only when you look at the khalq and kasarat, only when you also see Allah behind them. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you see the relationship of khalqat and your relationship of creatures to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do not see the relationship, this is not among our talk. Our talk does what this cutting away from inqita, from creatures to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not for those who do not see Allah any way at all. It is only for those who do see Allah behind all the creatures. But yet they want to be cut off from creatures of Allah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me give you an example of what does that mean. How can we see Allah behind the creatures? How can we see Wahdat, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, behind all the creatures? Just see the example of sun and the moon. The moon, had it not been able to get that light from the sun, but moon itself, it's nothing almost for us, because the moon for us, from the point of view that we are talking about, the moon only makes sense because we see it with the light it has. If it was not the light that was getting it from sun, it was totally dark and no light, so it would have become nothing. So moon without the sun is a sign of nothingness. It's only when there is a sun which gives its zaw and nur to moon, then you can see the moon. So while you are seeing the moon, basically you are seeing a tajalli of sun in it. Otherwise, moon itself, it doesn't have any independence when it's spoken about the nur of it. Because again, as I said, you might do not argue that, okay, moon even without the light is something is there. But the moon for us, the people of the earth, the aspect of it that we are talking is about the moon that has got that light and that nur and that which is we are seeing it every night almost, or the nights that moon is visible. So similarly, the same way that moon is, when you are looking at it, you are seeing the sun without directly seeing it, but you realize that the sun is giving that nur. So any khalqat and diversity and creature you see, you are seeing it because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given wujud to it. So one should have that relationship in mind. One must be able to all the time having regard to this fact that any creature that he is or she is seeing is related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and does not have any independent existence. No independent existence can be considered for any creation, even the prophets and ma'asumin alayhim as-salam. They are the same thing. In that matter, there is no difference. In the fact that they have no independence, we are all the same. That's why they call all the creatures, even human beings, even a'imma, they are called mahrabtul mahz or mahzur rabt, means the mere link. The creation is only a mere link to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means when they say mere link, means that means they have absolutely no independence in themselves. So we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, gift us kamal al-inqita, absolute cutting off from the creatures to yourself. Absolute cutting off from the creatures to yourself, as I said, is only when you have regard to any creature having Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the creator of it. Now in that regard you are asking Allah, we want to keep away, we want to reach to a status that when we look at a tree, we do not see the tree, we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are asking Allah that we gift us such understanding that when we are looking at other human beings, when we are looking at creations of Allah, when we are looking at the skies, stars and galaxies, all of this, when we look at the sun and the moon, we want to be seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not see the kasrat. Maybe this is one of the reasons or one of the interpretations and fussy interpretations, tafasir, of the issue of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he says about, it says that he saw the moon and then he worshipped the moon and then says, لا أحب إني لا أحب الآفلين, because moon set and then there was no, he couldn't see the moon anymore, and then he said he wouldn't worship something which sets down and goes disappear. So then he started to praise and to worship the sun. So maybe in this matter, he's seeing kasrat, and from kasrat he's referring to wahdat. He was looking at kasrat and then from there he was going back towards wahdat. And again, the issue, remember, when we talk about, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that much of cutting away, gift us that much of understanding that we see from behind any creature the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are among four journeys, because there are, as per Mullah Sadra, makes four journeys for human being. This is journey number one. Kamal al-inqita ilayk is journey number one, because one is the journey from khalq to haq, from diversity to unity. So the first journey, we want to travel from diversity to unity, from wahdat to, from kasrat to wahdat, from khalq to haq. Khalq means creature, khalq means kasrat, khalq means diversity. The second journey is journey from haq to haq, journey from Allah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is when a person journeys among Asma'ullah and sees Asma'ullah. So first journey from haq to khalq, from creatures to Allah. Second journey from Allah to Allah, from haq to haq. Third journey from haq to khalq, again come back from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the creatures of Allah. And fourth journey is from khalq to khalq. Safar min al khalq ila al haq ila al khalq ma al haq. But the fourth journey now is because the person has traveled to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and has seen Asma'ullah. Now when he comes back to the people, to the kasrat, that's the third journey, and then he travels from khalq to khalq, from kasrat to kasrat, but with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he has got, is ma'al haq, from min al khalq ila al khalq ma'al haq, from diversity to diversity with unity. Of course, we may not make a lot of sense from these, but these are the four journeys that one is supposed to make to reach to very high levels. So we are asking, O Allah, habli kamal al-inqita ilayk wa anir absar qulubina bi ziya' nazarha ilayk. O Allah, anir means make it luminous. Make luminous what? Absar qulubina, the eyes of our heart. Bi ziya' nazarha ilayk. With the ziya means nur again. But remember, the difference between Ziya and Nur is Ziya is a Nur which has got inherent Nur. But Nur is when, for instance, Ziya is the Nur of sun, but Nur is the Nur of the light of moon. Because light of moon is not independent, has got it from sun. But the Nur of sun is called Ziya, and they also call it Zaw, Zaw with Sad Zat. So, we are asking in the dua, Anar Absar Ghulubana Biziya Nazarha Ilaik. Illuminate our the eyes of our heart by Ziya Nazarha Ilaik, by the Nur that we get by looking at you, looking towards you. When we say Ilaik, also remember Ilaik, whenever it says Ilaik in Arabic, it comes from Ilai, and that kaf is you. Ilai plus kaf. Ilai is قرب معنوی, a spiritual closeness. Whereas, when in Arabic they want to say closeness, but by physical closeness, they use the word an, ein nun. Like closeness, anil, تقرب anil فلانجا, anil حسینیه, means closeness from حسینیه, but that's a physical closeness. But when he says, Ilal Husayni or Ilallah or Ilal anywhere, that's a spiritual closeness. So here we are asking, Anir Absar Ghulubina Biziya Nazarha Ilaik. Illuminate the light, the eyes of our heart by looking at the Nur, Biziya Nazarha Ilaik, at the Nur of looking at you, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So this is a spiritual looking. This is not a physical issue here. So we get prepared for Salat and we leave the rest, inshallah, as I said, I try to make to continue next week on the same verse of Munajat Sha'baniyah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us make understanding of Inqita. And Inqita comes, inshallah, I try to talk about some practical aspects of how, what are the things that we should do to work towards achieving and attaining inqita and keeping away from kasarat and creatures and towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bar Muhammad wa al Muhammad salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa al Muhammad.